Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Tunes in your area.
Partying somewhere?
Yeah, I'm sitting here live from 4th and Spring Garden. Where I'm at? I don't even know what I'm doing, but all I know is I'm coming out to support my block, 58th Street, my Young Buck Boot, and 52nd Street, Southwest, all day. I'm live on Philly Shine. I'm definitely going to have some exclusives from all these artists out here. I see a lot of talented people, a lot of well-dressed people. Oh, yeah, we're going to bring them all in. What's good with you, DJ Truth? How you doing tonight?
Man, you stepping the game up. You doing live remotes and all kinds of stuff. I got to follow your lead now. It's official.
Yeah, I definitely got to do live, but it would not be without my secret DJ, Jessica. Hold me down from War Ave. Say hi to the lovely Jessica.
What's up, Jessie?
Oh, we got to get you a nickname. Or if you want to use a nickname, we definitely got that. What's up? You ain't speaking, nigga? Oh, whatever, what's good? Hello?
She calling me out of the box, too. I love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely got to see what's good with everybody. Make sure they see me. Fuck that. We showing off. Play some music. We're going to play some music tonight. I'm going to show y'all my skills. I got some shit in the cut. I forgot to upload. But we're going to have it for next show Thursday night. Definitely play some music. I'm going to see if I get somebody to do some freestyling and stuff like that. And we're going to get into our topic of the night. You want to talk about that right now before I play some heat, Mr. Truth?
We talked about it.
Yeah, be honest without the truth.
Yeah, the topic of the night is the many different scams that artists use to pimp DJs out into playing their music. Now you say, how can an artist pimp a DJ? It's the DJ's job to just play their music. No, it's not. And you have a lot of MCs who finagle their way into our good graces. And then when it's time to show and prove, like, not only you have to have a good song, your grind has to be up to par. And then at some point, when you're really ready to go, you have to get a budget. Because if I'm a DJ and I invest in my equipment to play your music and you're not willing to invest in me, the DJ, then our relationship is not going to work. All right? So we're going to talk about the many different scams that artists use and the lies and the techniques and the tactics they use to get DJs to play their music. And then they don't
even then they don't even want to put in no money for their promotion, for real. You ain't made it if you did that. Artists, come on now. These niggas is lying. But we going to go into this song. I call it "These Niggas Are Whores." I ain't lying. But I definitely love to play the music, good music from Jay Dunny, Smitty Banks, Town. It's one of my favorites. You got it for me, Jess?
Yeah.
Alright, play that track. Alright, we breaking the end tonight. We gonna have some fun with it.
Hey, yo, Denny, man. What's up with these niggas, man? I don't know, man. They're going crazy. They taking these bitches too serious, man. Like,
she ain't my bitch. Welcome.
Your homie cracked me up by the second. Yeah, nigga, got your girl in my pool in a swimwear, nigga. All her friends said a dude was a ninja, nigga. Nigga, it's like that. I piss her off for a minute, then she'll be right back. She catch me fucking her sister, no, she won't like that. But when she come back to reality, she gon' bite that. And then I'm right back. Yup, they're putting out the flames, putting up them walls, put your dick in mayonnaise. They be calling up my name like I'm Mr. Vosery. Niggas saying that I changed. I guess the dose is gotten me, but I smash for Nathan. You smash for waiting. Had to tell her she was the only girl you dating. I trashed the place where I flashed the bracelet. My conversation, take compensation, yeah.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. I'm the shit.
I gotta make a grand entrance. If you niggas wanna hook, I need a grand entrance. Yeah, I know. It's still a lot of swagger jacking, but it's cool. They can't fit my swagger jacket, cause I'm cool. You ain't got the swag to match it. But your chick, she always be calling my flip. She said you can't fuck, you only good for eating it up. Plus you too tough, you always be beating her up. She likes to fuck rough, snitty beat, beating it up. Niggas hating cause I got money, women and clothes. Two brown phantoms, I call them my cinnamon rolls. And the bitches go crazy when we end the shows. There's no time for waiting, my time is patient. My time is pacing, no time for dating. Four dimes is naked, city banks trying to fuck. And love, I ain't got the time to make it, biatch.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. Cause I'm the shit. Bitches all on my dick. Nigga haters wanna take my shit.
This ain't my bitch.
I know that you hate me, I know that you hate me. Cause I'm the shit. Bitches all on my dick. Nigga haters wanna take my shit.
But she ain't my bitch.
Niggas wanna cheese me, bitches wanna freak me. I'm like God, so them bitches be dying to meet me. That nigga LBZ, fuck niggas, baby, Measy. They riding around the hood looking for me.
me a nigga priest. They hate me cause they baby, let me come up in the crib and fuck them in the baby room and let me come up in the crib. It's feeling wider when you fucking her, I'm tearing it apart. Then he bitching and he cry to her, he tearing us apart. Then he get emotional, can't eat or nothing. Up all night, can't sleep or nothing. Calling my phone like, leave my muffin alone. I'm like, chill homie, we just fucking. No time to wife or just time to pipe or just pop and make a walk. No time to drive or no time for chicks, just time for brick. I'm pounds, aka a fuck you bitch.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. I'm the shit, bitches all on my dick. Make the haters wanna dip my shit.
This ain't my bitch.
I know that you hate me, I know that you hate me. I'm the shit.
Much love to them. It's such a good song, though. It's still a good song, even though I'll be talking my ish.
I see you bringing some exclusives. I like the exclusives. I love that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's all family. We're going to hear some music for my loves, my young boys. Well, they make me feel, well, not really my young boys. We all like the same age. In our early 20s. But, y'all know they definitely been spitting since I was a young buck when my brothers got Marquez. What they call you, Marquez? Oh, see, he all in his bag. He can't even tell me his name, but ain't nothing wrong with it. He cute. He can get away with it.
Oh, boy. Come on.
I'm just playing. That's my love. Like, I know him. He was like 8. He could do anything. Besides, just short of slapping a woman. Anything else, I'm right.
Anything. All right, we got you, Marquez.
Yeah, Marquez. Here in the background with it. What's good with you, man? What's the first thing you want to talk about with this scam that artists try to pull?
All right, now, I was like, really trying to think how we're going to word this, because I don't want artists to think we're bashing them. I don't want artists to think that, you know, we're just coming at your neck because we can, because we have access to the internet and radio shows and stuff like that. But we really want you guys to pay attention. The X Squad DJs, my Future Star DJs, all these DJ crews that we represent and ride with, we're here to help you guys. But at the same time, we're in a business. And I want you guys, all the artists, to understand that we are in business to succeed as DJs, and then to push you as artists, that makes us look good as well. But then you have a bunch of MCs who start their conversation with us by lying to us. And the lies start with, hi, my name is Joe Blow, and I'm the hottest rapper in the hood. Lie
Joe Blow, I'm the hottest rapper in the hood. Now, I was just now talking to you about that. When I'm talking about some nut-ass rapper I know who's supposedly on their grind, who puts money into a lot of scams. I'm going to put it out there, too. Just like you said, even, you know what I mean, trying to take artists' money and then offer money just to further himself and not talent. You know what I mean? How can you offer money to further yourself but no talent? Like, it's crazy. And I'm like, you know this person? You're like, no. I'm like, y'all like 2 blocks away from each other. Like, what type of, what type is that?
How are you a local artist and I'm 2 blocks from you and I have no idea who you are? And I'm not the best DJ in the city, but I'm in the top 3. So you as an artist, you know, to be lying to people, come on, stop the lies.
Yeah, it is crazy. And even not even that, because, and then also in my party that I'm going to have October 4th, I want to talk about people's net worth and definitely giving some people that developmental information, like as far as, you know what I mean, getting yourself known in your neighborhood and actually building up a foundation as you're walking down the street. It shouldn't make no sense that you're on 1 block and then 4 blocks away from you, you know what I mean, somebody else is also rapping or, you know what I mean, producing or having a studio or having a party, and you're not involved in that. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that kind of goes into community work too, but it also strengthens yourself as an artist. I feel as though I love, you know what I mean, walking in the street and they like, Honest, when your next party? You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's up with you, Honest? Or when can we sit back and have a place bring your crib or whatever? And that's been not saying it, you know what I mean, you just invite any and everybody in. Of course you gotta get to know people. But
exactly.
I'm just saying, like, you that's part of the development as an artist. Not saying you gotta hold your city down, but come on now, if you're rapping and somebody else four blocks away is too and y'all don't know each other, or if the DJ around the corner and y'all not doing business together, what do you wanna do? Like, I don't know.
You have to develop a strategy with your career to say, this is where I want to go. You can, everything is sort of written in terms of you can follow it. It's a blueprint. Just like Jay-Z said, if you follow my blueprint, you know, you're going to succeed. But don't come in a game trying to change it, trying to switch it around, trying to finagle it, trying to pimp it out to your demands, your needs. I mean, at some point in everybody's career, whatever business you're in, you have to be willing to financially invest in yourself. And if that means buying into a public relations firm or working with someone who can actually open some doors for you, why wouldn't you want to pay for that? The first thing we as black folks do is try to underbid and cut the price. Oh, come on, man. Oh, man, you got to do it for me for cheaper than that. And then you go out of the neighborhood and you deal with these corporations and these white folks, and when they say, give us $10,000, you go right in your pocket because you believe in these folks and say that they're going to do it because I'm going to give them this money. But you have a lot of people willing to work with you at flat bargain rates, like just the bare minimum, okay? So start putting some more back into the people who really care about you and want to see you succeed.
Exactly. That's so true. And put that, I'm not saying frustrated because sometimes when I stutter, I'm mad. So, yeah, like you have to know I'm really passionate about this. Like, I really want the development of even my city or even any artist that I talk to, because for real, you need more than just one. You need DJs. And we'll get into how XY DJs is definitely a movement that is just moving. And come with us if you want to make some moves. Let's go. But we're going to welcome a few artists who just got in on the call. 267-582. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267.
Yes, there's a limo to Untouchable. Definitely online with Dale.
Nothing chilling with my co-host DJ Truth. Definitely representing X Squad DJs and ourselves. I got you on the line. You've been listening to what we've been talking about?
Yeah. I just popped on and I've been listening and I definitely agree with what my man was saying about how sometimes we'll step out of the area and definitely spend more money on the corporate business and still try to, do the shenanigan move with what we're working with here in Philly. You get what I'm saying? So I definitely was feeling what he was saying. Like, I agree with that.
Exactly. And that's what's up. We have another caller, 267-339. Was it 339, Josh?
Yeah, what's cracking, fire, yo? What's cracking? I had changed my number.
Honest,
it ain't Facebook no more. The new word is drama book. I'm putting it out there. It's drama book from now on. I'm putting it out there. It's called drama book. I had drama for the last 2 days in a row on my stat. It's ridiculous. It's off the yuzzer bar. I told people it's going to get people through the winter bad. It's drama book. This winter's going to be interesting when people don't go out more. It's going to be interesting. The winter's going to go fast because it's a drama book. Watch. It's going to go real fast. This shit.
Go ahead, bro. You got it. All right. I know you've probably been, you're feeling good right now. I don't even know what's going on.
Yo, read my set.
I got to read this. But my listeners can't read the status. Can you tell us what's going on? Like, we want to know.
Man. All right. I'm going to break it down to you. Starting from yesterday, how it went down. All right, first yesterday's stat was.
We're doing a little sidetracking, but this my people. Go ahead.
Look, let's listen. Yesterday's stat was watching Divorce Court before I head out of here to work, yo. What the fuck is an open relationship? There's no such thing in an open relationship being open. You might as well just be regular friends and basically, yo, 55 comments.
Cool.
Today was the truth, though. I said, there's some greedy women out here. We bust another two, we cool. We eat that and hit that and make them bust all crazy, and they want and right, they want more. Like, what the fuck? 57 comment.
Oh,
I got tips coming at me that I dealt with. Yo, they coming at other chicks on my, oh, man, it's just. Crazy. And you know Zarina. You know Zarina. Miss Zarina. What?
How can people turn that into drama? That is, you know what?
Yo. Miss Zarina? Miss Goldie? She was in on the drama. She was the main one. Yes.
I don't know who that is.
What? Zarina?
Well, Tashi, definitely thanks for calling in and showing love. I'm going to check out your
definitely
Facebook.
Love.
Tonight we're talking about artist development, and then it definitely artists investing in themselves the right way and also doing it with bringing good music to the table. We're not going to work with you if you got crappy music, and you shouldn't expect a person to want to work with you if your music is not, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
Right. That's true right there.
Yeah, everything
period.
Has to really
that's true right
balance.
There. Like they're in Philly now, like ain't nobody making no real, you know, like good music up until the point like it's people making a lot of good music, but they just ain't like putting themselves up to the front line. You get what I'm saying? Besides like Meek Mills or Cicero, a lot of people that's already out here. You get what I'm saying? Like Joey Jahead, but it's like a lot of good artists in Philly. And like one thing I'm really sick and tired of is people calling themselves artists and they get out here spitting a lot of battle bars and can't make a song. Now that's ridiculous.
You just hit it. I was just about to go there. Like you have to know
thing I'm sick of in Philly, like we get out here, everybody really get out here and, like, you know, tear up all these bars. And then when it comes to dealing with these record labels or try to put down a song or really try to put something out there that the people can vibe to, it's like they ain't got nothing. They just stuck. You get what I'm saying? That doesn't make you an artist then. You get what I mean? You just got talent.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, DJ Truth?
Yeah, just a perfect example. You mentioned Joey Jahad. Now, he was actually on Power 99 last Friday. Got invited up to the station to vent a little bit about the Meek Mill situation, and Kev actually let him go in and spit some bars. You know, but when you get up in that, he let him go. He said,
Sidebar. He's still beefing with Meek Mill?
He's still beefing with Meek Mill, talking about how
I'm glad I ain't calling that show last night.
My point is that a lot of artists need to come together in Philly versus like, you know, hitting the pinpoint against one another. You get what I'm saying? I mean, anytime you can go down south and all these rappers joining up together. Having fun colliding with each other and making money and don't even know each other. And right
well,
after
we
got time to worry about the next person.
You know what? We got other callers I want to bring in on the line and definitely big opinions than my squad. 310, what's good?
Hey, what's poppin',
welcome
man.
Back to Philly Shine, baby.
Yeah, what's cracking? It's your boy King representing Rap Star Promo.
Y'all already know.
It's official now, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What's good? LA in the building. What's good, King, baby? Much love, Q. Thanks for calling in.
You already know. I'm listening to them talk. They got some real good points. I mean, I think of the difference between an artist and a battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be good at spin bars, but to like a hit artist is, you know, he makes good hooks and verses and everything in the process. And shout out to Tone Trump, too. You know what I'm saying? So, Philly doing his thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
shout out to Tone Trump. And you know what? And I want to talk about him as far as they're battling as we go on later on into the show. But also, we got another caller in from the 562. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 562.
Hey, hello.
Right. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Well, thank you. My name is Brandy. I'm calling from Long Beach, representing City Limits Entertainment.
Long Beach in the house.
That's all.
Much love to you. Well, since you're new to the show, please give me like your contact information or tell me a little bit about yourself. Show off, as I say.
All right. Well, basically what I do is I run an artist management company. I manage an R&B artist and a rap artist. And pretty much right now we're just doing everything we can to gain exposure, get it in, and let's just let people know we got some fire coming out of the West.
Listen, my name is Honest Fire, so I definitely welcome it any and all the time. I'm combustible that way. Let's go.
That's right.
Tell us your Twitter, your Facebook, or something so we could be able to connect with you.
All right. My Twitter is CLE, which stands for City Limits Entertainment, and it's CLE CEO. And my artist Twitter is SDX and the number 8. And the other artist is Young Walt.
Okay.
So you can always contact all three of us on those Twitters.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Brandy. And tonight our topic, actually, I'm going to do ladies first, and then I'm going to let Mr. Ken come in afterwards. But tonight, me and my co-host, DJ True from out of Philly, we're talking about the scam that certain artists, you know what I mean, go for instead of going for things in the right way, getting management, getting, you know what I mean, real PR, you know what I mean, working with DJs actually instead of just paying a DJ $3,000 to be on that radio show or paying $2,000 to have your MySpace plays, you know what I mean? And how do they do that? I don't even know. Generate more hits and stuff like that. But you know what I mean? We're talking about, you know what I mean, the certain scams that artists, you know what I mean, go for. I don't know how long you were listening.
Yeah, they
no,
go
I
for these,
just came in.
These get-rich-quick schemes, and then you have someone who's actually willing to work with them and develop them as artists and put them in great situations that's going to advance their career at the speed of light. And as soon as you start asking for money to put into their project or for them to put into their project, they look at you like you're asking for payola. One artist accused me of asking for payola to put him on my radio show. I said, nah, I'm going to play your music irregardless if it's hot, but it's a service that I provide because I end up becoming your A&R person, your PR person, because I'm going to tell people that you're on my show. I'm going to promote the fact that you're on my show. So I'm not asking you to pay me to play your song. That's illegal. But I am asking for just something to cover the cost of me talking to you 10 times a week when my phone bill is $200 a month.
It's all a business. It's a business.
You know, so just some of the little things that we're doing, and we're going to try to make it as economically feasible as possible, and we're not in it to get rich off of you. If you get rich and are successful, then the music business is already geared up for all of us to get checks. So you don't have to worry about that at a certain point in your career. And if your business is correct, if your songs are published, if they're BDS, if they're all registered and ready to go, you don't have to call me and ask me, Truth, are you playing my song? That's never a question you have to ask me because you're BDS and you're getting sound scanned. So if you don't know the business part of it, then you're stuck in the starting blocks, and we're here to get you out of the starting blocks.
Mhm. But yeah, what did you have something that you wanted to add to the topic, Brandy?
It's funny that you guys are talking about that because I just had a conversation the other day. I do completely understand in regards to what he was talking about as far as being paid for a service. But there is, I mean, everything down from radio shows to DJs to producers, everybody, almost everybody that you can think of that an artist deals with, they'll get money from artists, but they'll do nothing, you know what I mean, to help out the cause. They'll do, they won't promote the music. They won't let anybody know that they host their mixtape and these are the sites that the mixtape is on. They won't spin their music in the clubs, like, you know what I mean, like they promise. And they basically take the money and run with it. But I'm all for a service that actually works for the artist. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And we as DJs who are actually working in the business, we only ask now, and we're not in it to pimp every artist and say, hey, you got to pay us for this. But if you're a great artist and we're really going to work your project, the only thing we ask for is a little thanks. Hey, I appreciate you, DJ. Hey, thanks for playing my record. If I put you in my mix and I never hear from you, it takes me 9 weeks to get in contact with you as the artist just to tell you that I'm playing your song, then you're not excited about your project, and I don't want to work with you. I don't want to take your $50. I don't want to take your $100 because it's going to go to the wayside. It's not going to benefit either one of us. So I'll save that 4 minutes on my radio show to give it to someone who actually can benefit from being on it. So that's where I'm really screening through a lot of artists, that your grind has to match your music. If you have great music and no grind to support it, then you're just as you're just like – you're recording a demo.
That's right. That's right. I posted something on Twitter earlier today. I feel like the key thing is that you have to be in the business of making music and not just in the studio just recording. You know what I mean? If you're in the business of making music, that means you're going to be a true artist. And a true artist is going to come in a full package, and they have no problem with the grind. They have no problem with taking care of people that take care of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's an investment. Now, you smoke $1,000 worth of weed every month.
I like that. I remember what you said. That's true.
Absolutely.
That is real rant. That is so true. And you know what? And definitely times are changing. And the independent artists can emerge because there are, you know what I mean, squads out there like the X Squad DJs, places, you know what I mean, companies like Rapstar Promo, you know what I mean, that you can go to gain that extra exposure. What more do you need but promotion so that people can know about your music and then, of course, have that product ready for them? So, you know what I mean, we're getting into that. What you got on your mind, Ken? What's good? What's over there with Rapstar Promo? Do we still have that call from the 310, Jess?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, well, that's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It definitely, like I said, you got to have product, and we're going to get into some of the product that I have. My boy, New Rider, get up on it. Y'all know I got to have my segues, and if y'all call my phone, y'all know he's singing on my phone.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on my answer machine. That's my baby. I don't play. But y'all don't know exactly why I want y'all to hear this song. But tune in, Brandy. Thank you so much for calling. I just started following you on Twitter. I'm going to get to your peoples in a second. But this is my boy,
problem.
Lou Rider. This is my boy, Lou Rider. Get up on it. You got me, Jess?
Young bro. Young
bro. Sure. Yeah, I'ma get that. Believe me.
I ain't trying to brag, but I'ma take it from him. You see, my confidence is part of my persona. My country swagger like sugar body type. I'll give you everything that you wanna. You're the classy type and see some world reserve. Don't make you realize you don't deserve. You first choice of better life, second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and I'll My name's Lou Ryder. It's nice to meet ya. I leave your friends acting jealous and the fellas. They gon' be hating, cause now you're taking. We gon' leave with taste in their mouth and all I'm saying. Try to tell her, tell her. Though I just met her. I'm gonna get her. I'm gonna take it to my room and give it to ya. To ya. Oh, first I'm gonna talk to ya. Before I do ya, give you a little sugar. Then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
Talking about artists, you know what I mean? Come to us. We got open arms. X-Squad DJs. We have working DJs all over the country, recruiting every day, definitely doing campaigns and more things. And definitely I have a lot of information for everyone coming up in my party October 4th at Mill Creek Tavern in Philadelphia, talking about the week. Well, I guess it's a couple of days. Our meet and greet in ATL coming up starting October 14th through the 17th, I think. I'm going to be there. I don't know how long I'm going to be there. I don't even got no job. All I do is music, so I'm going to be there for a little while. See who's going to come with me. I might get my ticket this week, though. What about you, Truth? Hello? I think I lost DJ Truth. Who are you on the line with me now? Brandy, you still there?
Yeah, but I'm Brandy, still here. Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. You there, Memo? Guess I lost Memo. I guess all my callers are gone. I don't know. We having some computer difficulties. I'm going to get back to my secret DJ in a second. But, yeah, Brandy, as a matter of fact, I might even close the show out like 10 minutes early.
Hey,
and get in here. Oh, there you go, Truth. Hello?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm on the other line with Kevin A&R Shines, one of the major A&Rs
He's having a great conversation, and I'm going to bring some of that back to the table. So I want all the artists to stay on Honest Fire, and we're going to get you squared away today. We're going to stop the madness. We're going to get you guys squared away with the business side of it. He was just talking about a lot of artists who seek deals and want to present material to record labels. You're not ready in business-wise. So when you present your material, these labels do not have time to wait for you to go get your contracts. They do not have time to wait for you to get your BDS encoded. They do not have time for you to get your ASCAP card in the mail. They do not have time. And if they do have time for you, they're going to bring you into a very bad situation. And they are, in essence, going to pimp you out. And you're going to say at the end of the day, I thought I was going to be a millionaire. Instead, I only got $10. I actually owe these people $1,000. So this is some of the stuff that we're talking about today on Honest Fire and Philly Shines. I want you guys to really stay focused. Honest is the new voice of this city. When it comes to dealing with artists, she is one of the people who can actually make a difference in your career. And I'm stamping her, and she don't need my stamp, but I'm giving it to her anyway because she is official. So I want you guys to really pay attention to her and her shows and what she's doing for you guys, because she's going to bring some valuable information to the table. So pay attention, folks.
And it's definitely because of my network, and that's why my next party, I forget the guy's name, but he has a book that he just wrote, Ten Commandments or something. But I know one of the commandments was your network is your net worth. So what I was talking about earlier, how is it that, you know what I mean, you're in an area and you don't know who's doing what in your area, who you might need to utilize, you know what I mean? You have four blocks. In those four blocks, you might have find a DJ, producer, rapper, stylist, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely about make strength in those numbers, and those numbers count because you want your BDS tracking to start accumulating. You want people requesting your songs and whatnot, and doing collaborations with other people who are making moves. Let's just make moves. I'm releasing my first album, and I swear, who was that spoke up? That's you, Truth?
That's me.
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm about to do my first album, and I'm just feeling the love, and the progress is crazy.
Hey, can you touch on the difference between a mixtape and an album?
Yeah, definitely.
I have a lot of rappers say, yo, I'm putting an album out and have no idea
what the album is. Yeah, I put out a few mixtapes and feature with a lot of different people, especially with X Squad DJs. And mixtapes is definitely something that you would say is not so much structured as, you know what I mean, the music that we hear on the radio. You know what I mean? Music that's been mixed properly. You know what I mean? So that it sounds correctly. Structured songs and not just 33 bars that you just spit. And that's not album work. I don't know. So maybe it's a skit or something like that, because you never know. But it's definitely real work you put into your artwork, your graphics, your promotion. That's an album. But you put in that into your mixtape also. But an album is definitely different.
And
something that's going to be all original work.
Yeah, and the
I'm not saying I ain't never put out. All my work I put out on mixtapes have been original. So, you know what I mean? It's like a separate thing. Separate.
And the album is something that you're going to be able to actually make money on in the music business, because you can get that thing barcoded and sound scan proofed and get it shrink wrapped and get it in FYE. That's an album. They don't want your mixtapes at FYE. They want your album.
Definitely it's the difference between how you will make your money. Definitely. It's a serious thing, and it's about being professional and packaging your stuff, you know what I mean, properly. Yes, my album is going to be money that I'm going to eat off of, but, you know, the mixtape is something that you just do for the club or for your promotion to build up to releasing the album. It's going to be crazy. Mood swings coming soon. almost done. I'm going in for the ladies too, Prophet. I'm going in for the ladies hard, real hard. I got to. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Hey, I'm gonna switch back over to Kevin and get some more advice for these guys, and I'll be right back.
Oh yeah, no problem. And I'm gonna talk with Brandy
for a minute while we get our computers situated.
Someone play some more music. What are your, you said you work with artists? You manage
yeah,
artists?
Yeah, I'm an artist manager, yes.
And what type of music are your artists?
Young Walt is an R&B artist that's also out of Long Beach. And SD, which is another artist, he's a rap artist, also out of Long Beach. Right now, we have two singles that we're about to drop. Young Walt has a single called Strike a Pose. And SD has another single that's called Jerk Off. They're both going to hit YouTube. We're going to hit the streets with it very, very heavy. You can also, if you can, DM me your email. So I'll go ahead and send I'll send the copies of once they're fully mixed and everything. I'll go ahead and send those tracks over to you so you can get those played on your show. I'm definitely looking forward to tuning in a lot more, sharing my opinion and hearing other people's opinion because it's a lot of good information that you guys are sharing. Definitely.
Yeah, and I'm also representing our company, which is the X Squad DJs. It's a national squad of DJs. I'm their spokeswoman
nationally, but I also hold them down for the tri-state area in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. The CEO is in ATL. We have our president. He's in Ohio. But we're just working on just uniting people, you know what I mean, all of us putting together small fees for artists, you know what I mean, and also an even smaller fees for the DJs monthly. So let's say you have your track, but you wanted to get played in Philadelphia. So you find out, well, we have each person has a regional spokesperson to delegate what DJ is going to be doing what for what artist. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And just like DJ True said, if you have your music packaged correctly with the BDS tracking and your barcoding, you'll see the progress that you're making in these different areas. And that's substantial for an independent artist. But we'll talk more. I'm going to DM you right now. What's your Facebook? We love
see,
Facebook.
I don't have Facebook yet. Everybody keeps telling me, Brandy, get off Facebook, but I don't yet, unfortunately. But, yes,
you know what the difference?
Twitter. I am on Twitter 24/7.
Okay.
So,
I love Twitter. I love Twitter. But the great thing about Facebook, you'll be surprised how much support you'll find that you already have when people who already know you, who's on Facebook. Like Facebook, for me, I have like half of the people on my Facebook, which is like I have like 700 friends. I know them personally. So having access to 350 people I know personally, I say one thing. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Rapper girl, what's good? How you doing?
Hello? She called me the rapper girl. I don't care. The attention is definitely low. But, yeah, Facebook is definitely, you'll find out. You'll find that support. It's like a fraternity.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
I say attendance have been up since Facebook.
Well, drama book, like my homie just said, it can get a little juicy.
Yeah, I heard that it's basically like a cross between MySpace and Twitter in one.
Yeah, it is. And then everything you do, it will be broadcasted to all your friends at once, all your friends. So you break, but a lot of people, they do, you know, they break up with certain people, you tell them about it. But then again, you also have certain people show you can RSVP just by pressing a button. So it's definitely all love. But we're going to wait for DJ Prophet to come back on the line. Actually, I'll get back with you. My next show airs Thursday evening at 11, so hopefully we'll have some music and be able to network with you and your artists and get a chance to interview them.
I would definitely have them on the line.
All right, that's what's up. Who brought you to the line tonight?
King did.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, King is my people. King, definitely, he go hard. He goes in.
Yes, he does. He's very, very, very hardworking. Definitely.
Yeah, I call him the questioner. Questioner. He is good. King is all good. Oh, what else? What's up, love? I'm going to DM you now and definitely talk to you
before Thursday and show you off on Thursday.
All right. Definitely. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right. No doubt.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace, honey. Now, while we wait for DJ Truth to get back on the line, I'm about to get into this party. So it's about to get real loud and crazy. So I think I'm going to mute the phone, baby. But I didn't want to have all that music in Brandy's ear. But we're going to get more information to her, and I'm going to definitely let her know. This show is always available to be downloaded. I'm having some computer difficulties. So if anybody is listening on the line, call my cell phone. Y'all know how it goes sometimes with that. But we're trying to let everybody know. I got my boys, Nelson in there, a.k.a. Boop, Marquez, 58th Street. You know, I'm going to have to go in there and grab the mic. We were live on 5th and Spring Garden doing the music thing, pointing everybody out, not working. Love that fresh air. We got to get it in. Love that fresh air. I'm going to get it. Get it. Get right back on the show. Give me one moment. All right. Hello? All right, we're back on the line. I'm about to go in here and see my baby perform, so we're about to get loud. You're going to hear me screaming. Really shy, baby. Search X Squad DJ, search Philly Shine, search Honest Fire. You'll find it. Had some technical difficulties, but I'm back. Had to go check out my boy on the stage. And then Marquez going to take his shirt off. What's up with that?
What I do.
We're going to get to know how he do. While I wait for the technical difficulties to get back, we got a word from some sponsors. We're going to listen to Marquez spit live, let y'all know what's good and where y'all can find him. You got to come through my joint October 4th.
That
Little Creek Tavern.
And it's my birthday party. That's my birthday party.
And it's definitely your birthday party. I got, I'm waiting. We trying to wait to see some results for the music to come back on. But we about to hear him speak. You ready, Truth?
Do it now.
I said, I pull up in that old school 7, man. Wrist piece glistening. Paint job sickening, red and black Chevy, so they call me Scotty Pippin it. Shit is so ridiculous, I'm riding on them Kobe's, man. I be on some different shit, TV's in the dash, they with dimes like Nash. When I step up on the gas, it's just catching whiplash. That's a blast from the past, and I only drove a block. Yeah, my Chevy in the stock. I be waking up your block. Tell your neighbors, call the cops. No, homie, I ain't tripping. You mad because my paint dripping and your train's still slipping. You boys gotta be kidding, so I tell them every time your Chevy not better than mine. And that's just play
me,
freestyle, play shit
me,
like that.
Let me hear some written without some curse words. We
I don't do written like it's all freestyle. Like,
well, let me hear a freestyle with no cursing.
Freestyle with no cursing.
No,
I got rap in my motherfucking blood veins, so you know it stays squirting. This be all off the top. Remember where I live when we used to be sitting on the block?
Yeah, I remember.
Never worry about the cops. We ain't never pushing rocks. We was just always doing from the muscle. Strong arm shit, homeboy. No time for tussle. You about to leave?
Y'all leaving? Mm-hmm. Good night. Bye, Block. See you, honey. Great to see you, baby. We definitely had to come through and show love to the poor. Marquez had to grab on some ass. I mean, that young guy is full of spunk. Oh, man. But we're going to have my homie who was just here on stage performing, who we came out here to see, Boot. That's my sweetheart. We about to peel out of here and go somewhere else. I'm headed over to Big Bang with my people. I love that spot. You ever get down there, DJ Truth?
I've heard of it. I haven't been there, though. I have heard of it.
Real nice, comfortable place. I like their little pillows. Mommy of the 4040 Club. You can chill with the pillows. Big Bang's 14th and Arch. Yeah, that's where it is. 15th and Arch, something like that.
Yeah, because it used to be the Top Shelf, I think it was, back in the day, and they switched the name on it. But it was a hot spot back then, but I haven't been since they switched over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. IDK. Well, I definitely want to go back in here and listen to some more of these artists. I'm going to check out one more person because I think I do know somebody else that's in there. Check out this little showcase they got going on. I don't even know who's throwing it. All I knew is that my young boy was going to be performing. Well, no, my peer. I got to stop talking like I'm old.
and real quick, to all the artists online, we're having the hip-hop decathlon. This coming Saturday, inside XO Lounge, we'll be on the ones and twos, hosted by, don't get me the lion, but Upper Echelon Entertainment.
Everybody. My girl
contest.
Katrina.
Yeah. Oh.
Katrina is a problem. Katrina B-Fly, check her out on Twitter. That's definitely going to be a real big show. Shout out to my homie, Donfo. What's good, ho? You were trying to get in on the line? You're trying to get in on the line? Yeah, this shit is messed up. Well, Philly Sean messed up. Everybody go check out my boy, Dafo. What's good, baby? No, I'm not drunk. I'm just loud. I'm excited. I'm about to be drunk. Oh, no, I just finished seeing my young boy perform there for the extra women. Hold on one second. Back to you, honey. Like you said, this Saturday, I'm going to be an XO. I'm bringing niggas through to that joint.
I'm going to try out for one reel. I ain't going to go in. They were saying that joint will be tricky. So whoever wins the Hip Hop Decathlon, you're going to get a whole lot. I forget the prizes, but y'all, if y'all check out the archive shows, y'all check out when Katrina was on here. I think it was actually three Tuesdays ago. Y'all can check her out and what she said is to offer for that big show. You leaving too, baby?
Yeah, I gotta get out of here.
See you, baby. Don't you fucking do that. I'll punch you right in your eye. Hello? Sorry. I get crazy when people try to touch my butt. What the fuck? Why do guys do that? I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. Like, I'll knee you in a ball. Don't mess with me. But hey, it's whatever. I know it's brown and bubble looking. Leave it alone, though. Sheesh. It's more to life, y'all. But, yeah, much love to you, Truth. As a matter of fact, we're going to shut it down and bring it back for Thursday. And I'm going to be live at the Hip Hop Decathlon with Philly Shine on Saturday night. So I'm looking forward to that, too. Definitely got to bring it mobile. But sometimes we have trouble, but it's always something to talk about. I could definitely start connecting people on my phone. But, we're going to keep it moving. Shout out to everybody who calls in tonight and the information you gave. It's going to be more if you guys stay tuned to my Facebook, Honest Period Fire, H-O-N-E-S-T period P-H-I-R-E. Tune in to Honest Fire at Twitter. Check out DJ Truth, DJ T-R-U-U-F, Facebook and Twitter. Get in with XYDJ, Google us, and you'll find one of us, and we'll definitely direct you to where you need to go and get you to where you need to be.
That's what we do.
Yeah, much love. Thank you, baby. You definitely roll with me for the hour, and we out now.
We out.
All right, peace, baby.
Peace.